We just put this in your hands. I thank you for each of the people who are volunteering at this church, Lord, every single one. I thank you that, God, it's because of the volunteers, Lord, that this church is able to do all the things that it's able to do. So we thank you for that, God. Would you continue to empower us? Would you help us to move together in unity? In Jesus' name, amen. All right. So this is our volunteer vision meeting. This is not specifically geared towards student ministries. It's for all of our volunteers. So I just want to make sure that was clear. There's a few questions that people asked me out there. But what's happening in student ministries will impact all of our areas of our church. And so that's why all of us are together here today to get on the same page. When I think of the church and the vision statement that God has given us, the word comes to mind, discipleship. Discipleship. The Bible says, or Jesus specifically said in Matthew 28, 19 and 20, he said, go and make disciples of all nations. He didn't say go and get people saved, although that was part of it. Seek and save the lost. That's what his heart is. But he said, go to his followers. He said, go and make disciples of all nations. That's an important part of what the church is supposed to be doing. We want to see not only us adults, but also the kids, more specifically the kids, but we need it as well as adults, to be able to grow in our relationship with the Lord, to learn to be his disciples, but also to teach others to be disciples as well. That we would be disciples who then make disciples, who then make disciples, who then make disciples, and so on until Jesus comes back. Amen? That's what we're supposed to do. That's what Jesus' mandate is to us. And our vision that God has given us aligns with that. The being transformed, number one, being transformed. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Transformation is becoming something new. Becoming something that you weren't before the transformation happened. Okay, so that's what transformation is about. Number two, moving in unity. John 17, 22 to 23, Jesus says this in his prayer. He says, I have given them, meaning his followers, I have given them the glory that you, Father, gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I and them, and you and me, so that they may be brought to complete unity, moving in unity. It happens because we are in Christ and Christ is in God, and so therefore we have access to the Father through Jesus Christ, but Jesus Christ is the one who unifies us so that we can move together. All of our diverse thoughts about things and the ways that we do things and how we see things, he is able to bring that all together because it's all given to us by the one Spirit. And so unity is oneness and diversity. Each person using their spiritual gifts to complement each other so that each individual does what God has called us to do. And then number three, reaching communities, again, goes along with discipleship. Matthew 28, 19 and 20, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. So I think about it like this. Our vision statement is being transformed, moving in unity, reaching communities, okay? So the being transformed, I see that as a person standing still. What happens when we're just being? We're standing. We're standing still. We're being transformed by the Holy Spirit. That's a picture of just standing. After we've done everything to stand firm, right? But then we have moving in unity. So now we're coming from transformation and we're moving in unity. So now we're walking. We're walking together as the body of Christ. Transformation happens individually. Moving in unity happens together in the body. But we move together so that we can then reach communities. We put a hand out as we're walking, and we're reaching out to the communities, okay? So just think about that, those three parts of the vision statement. Being transformed, we're standing, we're receiving transformation, moving in unity, we're moving together in the teams that God has placed here in our church, all of you volunteers, and then to reach communities so that we would be able to be a part of what he's talking about here. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, including our community. There's a lot of different nations that are represented in our community, wherever it is that we live. And so being, moving, reaching, that can be kind of a mouthful. What's your church about? Well, it's about being transformed and being moving in unity and reaching communities and all that kind of stuff. And so what we're doing is we're simplifying that vision statement. It's still exactly the same vision statement, but now it's going to be three words. Be, move, reach. If I can get one of you guys just to run out and grab one of those cards real quick out there. We have new postcards, new church postcards that Lisa helped me put together. Actually, she put them together herself. Thank you very much for that. But be, move, reach, okay? So when you think about vision statements of churches, it's this long thing. We just need to focus on be, move, and reach. And again, those pictures that we're talking about. Be, move, and reach. The front of the card, that's what it says. So if I can, oh, you got them all. Yeah. This is what our card said. It used to say be, transform. Now it says be, move, reach. People want to know what that's about, they can flip it over and they can see. Be transformed, move in unity, reach communities, and then join us. This is what we're about here, okay? Be, move, reach. And so we've been working this year. I talked to the board at the beginning of the year, and I said, we need to make sure that everything that we're doing as a church then aligns to one of these three things. And that's not really difficult to do. Everything that we were doing actually aligned to at least one, if not multiple ones of these three. Okay, so we talked about that. We went to a board training that the Minnesota District put on and realized that we need to be bringing everything that we're doing into that vision statement. So that's why you started to see emails that had sections on them of being transformed, moving in unity, reaching communities. Everything that we're doing, we want that to align to what the vision is that God has given us. Okay, and so in that same aspect, what we're going to do is student ministries is now going to align to this vision statement that God has given us. Not that it wasn't before, but it's becoming more focused now, okay? So, be, move, reach. So I'm going to talk about each one of these and what they're going to represent in student ministries, and then I'll talk about how that impacts everybody in the church. All right, so be. Be is the first one. This is Kids Club. Be is Kids Club, okay? Be is being transformed. These kids are coming in, and they're coming into the presence of God, and they're experiencing transformation for the first time in their lives. This is so important that they would come into the presence of the Lord and they would begin to understand what it means when God is transforming us as they hear his word, as they're learning how to memorize his word, as they're getting, they're bearing his word in their hearts. They're beginning to experience transformation. This is part of where we're going with this, okay? They're coming to consume. They're here to hang out, to eat some food, to play some games, and hopefully hear something about Jesus that they'll remember, right? Yeah. So that's what we're hoping is going to happen each time that we do this. But that's our focus now. That's our focus in Kids Club. It's our focus. Although, I should say, all of Kids Club will encompass all three of these things, but this is the focus. When you guys are working in kids ministry, specifically in Kids Club, the focus is we want them to experience the presence of God. What can I do? I can pray ahead of time. I can make sure that the environment is a place where they can meet. It's a safe environment where there's no distractions, so they can meet with Jesus Christ, okay? And they can come in, they can experience transformation as a result of that. Because that's what happens. Anytime Jesus Christ comes and touches us, we experience transformation in one way or another. They're experiencing that, but they're coming to consume. Okay? The next group, Move. This is a new group. This is our sixth graders. Moving in unity. Okay? So each one of these are going to build on the previous one. Kids Club, they're coming in to experience transformation. They're coming in to see, what is this all about? What is church all about? We have kids from our community that come on Wednesday nights that right now don't come on Sundays, hoping that this is going to change that or at least become a part of that. The sixth graders, we were kind of in this limbo state of, well, they're technically youth, but they're not really ready to go upstairs. And some of the parents were like, I'm not ready to send my sixth grader upstairs. And I think we counted this last year, we had 11 sixth graders. That's a pretty big number of sixth graders. Not that we have a lot of room upstairs anyway to fit 11 sixth graders in addition to the 7th to 12th graders that we have upstairs. So anyway, this group, now, not only are they coming to consume and be transformed, but now they're going to begin to discover their purpose. They're going to begin to serve. They're going to serve in Kids Club. They're going to serve in the church. They're going to serve in community events. They're going to begin to serve. And I don't know exactly what it's going to look like yet, if it's going to be ahead of time or if it's going to be during our Wednesday night program. But there's going to be an element of discipleship that was not there before that's going to begin with the sixth graders. We're piloting it this year. Now we want the 6th to 12th graders to serve. So I'm saying, like, this is not just sixth grade that's going to be moving in unity. 6th to 12th grade is going to move in unity. They're doing a little bit right now on a Wednesday night. They help clean up after our meals and things like that. I'll get to reach here in just a minute. That's where I'm going with Element Youth. But this group specifically, we want them to discover their purpose so that when they get here's the goal. When they get invested in the body of Christ, then they, when they finish 12th grade, they will either continue to serve here or they will go somewhere else where they'll know how to plug into the body of Christ. It doesn't matter where they go. I can go to any church and I can serve in any way because I have an understanding of how the body of Christ works, how it moves, how we work together, okay? We want to give them those opportunities, which then, that's why I'm getting to all of you guys as well. So those of you who don't serve in student ministries or those who serve in student ministries and outside of student ministries, because we want to see them get involved in all of the different aspects of the church, all the different ways that they can serve here at the church. And that may mean that there's a new team or two that we create as a result of this as well that we're not doing right now, okay? But so that they would be so invested that they would be like Anna. Where's Anna? Like, she's not going anywhere. She's so invested here at Friendship Church that she's not going anywhere, right? But even if she were, she would know how to transplant and begin to plug in wherever she's at, okay? So like that's just one example. We want to raise that up. We did that organically. We weren't meaning to do that. It just kind of happened. What can we do to be intentional about raising up the next generation so that they are all like that? Amen? We want them to be a part because they belong in the body of Christ. They belong serving here. They belong working alongside us. We don't need to wait until they're adults before they can really start plugging in. We want to give them that experience now. So by the time they hit the 12th grade, they're already going to know how to do that, okay? And the long-range vision of that is what we do here will be a blessing to whatever church or missions or body of Christ organization as a whole that they participate in. That's the bigger vision. We want them to be a blessing wherever it is that God would lead them to go, okay? And then we got reach. So again, building on what's happening in Kids Club, building on what's happening this year starting with sixth grade, we're going to add in an element of reaching communities. This is going to be an outreach events team and a helps ministry team is what we're thinking about, okay? And this goes hand in hand with serving in the church and in community events. And the goal is that students would get a picture of what it's like to live for Jesus in front of the world that surrounds them and how to react and reach those that they live around. Okay? In other words, making disciples who make disciples who make disciples, and so on. So the teachings, which they already do, but teachings will have an element of all three of these things, be, move, and reach, about transformation, moving together in unity, and reaching communities. That's what we want to see. And really, that's in everything that we're doing as a church, right? But the focus is, okay, if Alex and Jessica are raising up kids who understand what transformation is, understand what it's like to be in the presence of God and to experience God and have their own relationship with him, then they begin to move in unity. They begin to serve in some capacity in the church. And then they also, not only just in the church, but outside the church, as the church is serving as a whole, but that we're continuing to build onto these things in the 7th to 12th graders so that they're learning how to reach the community that they're in. Okay? And this means that we want to see more outreach type related things. Last year we went over and helped Tusentok. But we have Elmhurst Commons, we have Park Manor, we have places that we can serve here. That doesn't require much other than, hey, this Wednesday night we're going to go over there. You know? Last year Pastor Jake had his youth group go around. They just traveled together and they went around to the different churches and just prayed outside of each of the churches. You know, like things like that. There's different ways that we can do things without this big coordinated effort of planning this big event. But we do have an event coordinator who can help us with that, Lisa. I name dropped. Hopefully that's okay. But I bring all that up to say, again, like I was saying before, that student ministries, this all may seem student ministry focused, but it involves all the areas of the church, serving in all the areas of the church. And because of this, we need to organize our teams and have points of contact for our teams as well. And so I have some papers here that I'm going to hand out. This is a listing of... So all teams are moving in unity because that's what it requires. If it's a team, there's multiple people on it. We need to move together in unity. So all teams really comprise the moving in unity step, but all teams should align to one or multiple of our vision statement. Everything that we do, we need to think about it in the focused, as far as this is concerned, like this is how it needs to align to something in this list, okay? Whatever we're doing. And some groups have a focus on one of the three in particular, okay? Based on what it is. And so you'll see at the top, there's the groups are underlined, and then there's a leader / POC. That means point of contact, okay? So the leader or the point of contact. What we need is we need points of contact so that as we raise up these youth to begin to serve, we have someone to point them to and say, go talk to this person if you want to do first impressions. Go talk to this person if you want to be in kitchen. you know, go talk to helps ministry, go talk to this person, you want to do that, okay? And so so some of them are filled out, where the people who are already living in those roles of point of contacts or leaders of them. And then over here in the parentheses, these are the different B move reaches, okay? So whatever that group aligns with is what's over here in parentheses. So I'll go ahead and pass these out, or you can go ahead and pass them out. Thank you. I can pass these out too. You want to pass one of these out? Everybody? And I'm trying to hurry. All right. Go to my sheet here. So as you're getting there, I'm just going to begin to talk about them. So first impressions. We do not have this group right now. This is a new group, although what's underneath it are things that are happening right now. Okay, so first impressions, that is front door greeting. There's a welcome center host to come. Brian and I are going to build a little welcome center out there from what's there right now. It's going to be like a ledge that's going to come out that we can stand behind. And then we're going to have a welcome center person. So right now we have door greeters that stand at the door and they say, "Hey, welcome to Friendship Church, good morning." And that person walks in. And they walk in and they look around and they're like, what's next? What do I do next? That's what the Welcome Center host is going to be. They're going to be that person that says, "Hey, what questions can I answer? Where can I point you? Like, you need to know the bathrooms are at. You need to know where coffee's at. You want to know about the different groups that we have meeting in our church?" That's what this person's going to do. Turning on the TV in the fellowship hall just seems like a simple thing, like a small matter, but sometimes it doesn't happen. And so that's part of it. Coffee making, right now, Corbin is doing that at the beginning, and so that helps with the kitchen people that are volunteering so they don't have to be here at 9, although we'd love to have them be here at 9 because then they can start the coffee and they can join into our prayer meeting from 9 to 9:30. But even looking at mowing, snow shoveling, yard and sidewalk care, I mean, all of these things are a part of people's impressions of our church. Oh, they take care of their grounds, maybe they'll take care of me. Oh, they're organized, maybe they're organized on the inside as well, okay? And so this is a part actually of reaching communities because people can say yes or no to coming into our church based on what they see on the outside, based on what they see when they first walk in these doors, okay? And so that's part of reaching communities. So that's first impressions, and we need a point of contact for that. Kitchen, our leader and our point of contact is Lisa. Thank you, Lisa. That is the kitchen in and of itself is really moving in unity because we have people working together to serve in the kitchen, okay? So it's moving in unity. That's its primary role. But it's also a part of reaching communities because you know what? Someone coming in here, if there's nothing for them to eat after we get done with service, they're going to just beeline it right out. If they have something to eat, then they kind of linger a little bit, and that gives us an opportunity to talk to them, to make connections with them. So that's why it's two. Service team, this is our Sunday morning service. So this one belongs to me. But this one comprises all three. We want to experience transformation on a Sunday morning. We want to move together as a team here on Sunday mornings. We want to be about reaching communities. We want to be about that. Whatever it is, whether there's someone coming in or we're going outside, whatever the case may be, but we want to raise up people that know how to reach the community here and anywhere for that matter, wherever they're at. And so you've got a bunch of people underneath that. Ushers, the board has been the ushers. We talked about this in a board meeting as well. The board do not have to be the ushers just because they're the board. So we can have other people other than the board being the ushers, okay? And so we started to kind of, the board has kind of started to point to other people to help out with that kind of thing. And then the rest of it is just the things that we do on a Sunday morning here. Student ministries, we don't have a specific point of contact. I've been this before. What I'd love to see, I kind of see two distinct groups underneath student ministries. We have the Sunday morning and we have the Wednesday night. And both of those teams, both of those groups should be working together as one because we're doing the same thing. This is part of discipleship for the children here. They're coming on a Wednesday night. They're maybe coming to a club. That's why we call it kids club. But we also have a Sunday morning children's church and nursery, you know. And so there's opportunities for them not only to come on Sunday mornings, but also to serve. It's an opportunity to plug in on a Sunday morning as well. There's things that we can do here that we're not doing right now. They can help door greet. They can help pull out some weeds outside, you know, on the sidewalk. They can vacuum the carpets. They can do things on a Sunday morning too. And that's going to be part of the draw to get them here on a Sunday morning. It's not just a, well, come and enjoy the service. How about you come, and I have a purpose this morning. I get to door greet today. I get to be the welcome center host. I got to make sure the TV's turned on. I got to make sure I start the coffee. Corbin loves that. I don't know why he loves it, but he loves to make coffee every single Sunday morning. So more power to you, you know, that kind of thing. So that worked out. We didn't even have to ask him. He just wanted to do it, you know. We want to give kids an opportunity so that they can discover their purpose, even if they try a bunch of different things before they find out, I really enjoy this rather than that, you know, whatever the case may be. And so that would hopefully open up what's happening on a Sunday morning. Now I'm not just coming to go to service. Now I get a job to do. It's like, I got to be there because I got a job to do, you know. Whatever it is, whatever it takes to get him in the door. But yeah, so that could possibly be end up being two points of contact. The Sunday morning, which would probably be Anna right now, because she's kind of coordinating all of the curriculum and things like that, getting all the props and all the pieces together on a Sunday morning for Children's Church. But a Wednesday night, I mean, maybe that's, I'm not going to mention any names, Alex, but it may be kind of nice to have somebody like that do that. Jessica. Sorry. Did I say that out loud? I was just thinking it. Yeah. I have been talking an awful lot today. Community groups. This is not a group that we had before, but as I think about just possibilities of where this could go, it may not be a bad idea to have a point of contact for our community groups. Really, it's Youth Girls Gathering and Men of Truth, but I think that Brian's classes would align into this group as well. And then when we do friendship gatherings, which we haven't really done friendship gatherings. Anybody know what a friendship gathering is? Yes. Formerly known as Fifth Gospels, yes. Sorry, Anna? Go ahead. Yes. Very good, yes. Yep, not here, specifically not here. It has to be somewhere outside of here. That would constitute a friendship gathering or a Fifth Gospel. And yes, food needs to be involved, and then some element of spirituality, whether it's that we take a moment to pray, or we talk about a Bible verse, or whatever the case may be, but mainly it's focused on fellowship. Yeah, so that's a friendship gathering. So if you're interested in hosting one of those, again, we can't have it at our church. It needs to be somewhere outside. But our potlucks, our monthly potlucks, have become kind of a friendship gathering. So we still have that going on right now. But that'd be something else that we considered there. And that's being transformed, community groups being transformed, and then moving together in unity. Helps ministry team. This is also not a group that's right now. That exists right now. We have people that do all of those things underneath there, but there's not an actual group that kind of coordinates that or organizes it, or at least would be the point of contact for it. It was initially going to be called, Lisa and I called it, the setup and teardown team, because we're constantly changing the sanctuary. We're constantly moving things around, and so people jump in and help out with that, and that is wonderful, and I'm not saying that needs to stop, but at the same time, it would be nice if we had some people that are like, this is my job. I got to make sure that I go on Wednesday before student ministry starts, or Wednesday night after. I come later and come in. They don't have to be here all night to do this, okay? Thursday afternoon after school gets done for Sunday worship setup, when we have banquet style services, we set up all the tables in here with the chairs like we did last week, that kind of thing. But also tent setup and tear down. I learned a lesson. This last Sunday when we had the tent set up north up there, just in Graston, if we're not doing it, if it's not our event, then we just need one person to kind of be a point of contact or like a leader of it. If we have people that are interested in helping out with it, that is great. But really, they need to supply their own people because we're just basically giving them the tent to use for the weekend. We're not renting it to them. We're not expecting anything back, so there's no liability that way. And then we don't really need to be involved in it. And so Tom has been our spearhead for that. And so I keep telling him we need to just train up some, wherever it is we go, just train somebody to know what it is that you do so you don't have to do it. But that would also be part of it. So for, like our June event that we do, Teen Challenge Outreach in the Park, this would be part of it, the Helps Ministry team. But also body and community helps. Helps Ministry is someone needs some handiwork done at their house. Someone needs a ride from here to there, you know, whatever the case may be. Just helping. Just helps. That's what it is. It's Helps Ministry. And so a point of contact for that as well. moving in unity. It's, again, a team set up and tear down as a team working together, but also can lead to transformation depending on who it is that we're helping and what it is that they're doing. So point of contact for that. Be considering which, if God's leading you to be a, maybe the, I could be a point of contact for this or that. I can do that. And we can, you and I can have a conversation about it. Prayer team. This is not really, this has also been something that I wanted to make sure we put this on here because it's mainly, like, this is something that we're talking about right now as a church. Teach us to pray. Teach us to pray, okay? We should be praying on a regular basis. It's important for our own walk with the Lord. It's also important, so that's moving in unity. That's why it's classified as that in the email. It's also important for those we're praying for that they would experience transformation. It's also important for those that we're praying for that they would be reached with the gospel of Jesus Christ, okay? So that's all, it comprises all three of those things, be, move, and reach. I can be the point of contact for that, but we could also have someone else for that. But we have our midweek prayer from 12:20 to 1:20. We have a pre-service prayer on Sunday mornings from 9 to 9:30, 9:40. And we have our response times on Sunday mornings. Now, the people who are in the response times are those who are consistent with the midweek prayer and the pre-service Sunday prayer, as well as our board, which God has raised up to be a part of that, okay? So that's how, if you want to be part of the response time, be consistently at the midweek prayer, be consistently at the pre-service Sunday time. We'll take questions at the end, so just hold your questions and then we'll talk about them. 1,000 Generations Academy. Oh, mine's different, okay. I have 1,000 Generations Academy. NA, okay. So the leader of that point of contact is Nicole Cost. She does those Thursday night meetings. NA means Narcotics Anonymous. That's what it stands for. They meet here on Thursdays from 7 to 8. They use our fellowship hall out there every single week. Even if it's Thanksgiving, they meet on Thanksgiving Day. Just like they are here every single week. There's nothing that stops them. They're like the postal service. Neither rain nor sleet nor shine or whatever they'll say. That's all about transformation. What's next? Okay, then 1,000 Generations Academy. That would be Kelly for the contact. Again, just like our student ministries, be, move, and reach. It's our school. We're looking for volunteers for the ABC Learning Center for kindergarten and first grade. Those who would be able to be here Monday to Thursday mornings to help out with that so that these kids don't have to go to public school for 2 years and then come here, and then they have to make that second transition out of that school into this school. We've had some that have been asking about that before, that now that they're old enough to come here, they don't come, because they've gotten plugged into where they're at, and it'd just be too much of a hassle to try to make the change. And so there's an opportunity for us to do that. They have the curriculum. They have what we need. We just need the people for it. So that's part of that. Dare to Dream. So Anna's the leader of that. That's being transformed. Dance classes, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays, starting up after Labor Day. Yep. And then the recitals that happen now once a year, and then our Christmas, whatever we do at Christmas time. Dream team. So we have three people on the dream team. Naomi, Joy of the Lord, and Jessica. I don't really have a point of contact for them. Tim's kind of our liaison between dream team and the board. But that would be something, Jessica, that maybe somebody could do. Anyway, but that dream team, I've talked about it before. That's about transforming the building. We want to bring transformation here. Again, that kind of goes along with first impressions. What kind of impression are we setting when people walk in the door? Now, this doesn't get people saved necessarily, but it may help them to be more comfortable when they walk in the door. They may feel like, okay, they take care of this place. Again, maybe they'll take care of me as well. Like things like that, that we want to make sure that we're thinking about. What needs to be updated? I mean, this building has been nice for a long time. So we've got some paint on the walls. If anybody is willing to help us finish painting all the way around, we still need to have that done. And two of our three painters on the dream team are incapacitated right now. So we could use a little help with that. Before school starts, Friday morning, this coming Friday morning. What time? 9 a.m. Santa's coming to town. No, I'm just kidding. Many hands make light work, yes. You have to like the result. If you like the result... Yeah. Yeah. Moving on. Yes, Friday morning at 9. If anybody is able to come and help, we'll have to prep the walls and paint and cut in and roll and all that kind of stuff. And so we have a lot that we will have many hands make light work, like Lisa said. The last team we don't have, again, right now specifically, but an evangelism and outreach team. That would mainly be reaching communities. That's what the focus is. But these are some of the things that we do that would be considered a way to outreach, because we have people who come to these who don't necessarily attend our church. Marriage retreat. We just started that the last 2 years in February. We've done that. We put that on up there at Ivory North in Mora. And that's open for anybody. We've had people that don't, like I said, attend the church, or at least not attend the church on a regular basis, come to that. Our Teen Challenge event, our big outreach with the Bram Area churches every year. We have a lot of help that we need with that, but it's gotten bigger, and that's been a good thing. Appreciation Days, that is, we go and do the parade. Rhonda started that 2 years ago, joining us into that. We just needed someone who said, hey, how about we do this? And that's all we needed, and then we went with that. And so that's an opportunity for us to get the word out, hand out these kind of cards, and just be a light. Same with the Snowflake Parade in November. That one just always stands out to me, because Tom gets all of his music equipment, and we put it in the trailer, and we're going down the road saying, Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Or get ready. People get ready. Jesus is coming to town. Or Jesus is coming to town. Jesus is coming back. Jesus is coming back. Jesus is coming back. You know? And so those are opportunities for us to put that question before people. And that's what outreach is. That's what evangelism is in some ways. Appreciation Days, for like I talked about. Child Evangelism Fellowship. We've been doing this the last couple of years. It's more based out of Stanchfield Baptist. But those are those five-day clubs, like what Maria did at the apartments this year. Okay, that's in July and that's in August. That's something that we can host, and kids, you invite kids to come to your backyard, even if they don't live in your neighborhood. You can still have them if their parents are willing to drive them. Joseph Junga, missionary Joseph Junga, said that in his last missionary newsletter that he had people get driven up from Blaine. Some of the kids came up from Blaine to his house in Cambridge. Yeah, 30 miles. Yeah, yep. So it doesn't have to be just our neighborhoods. That's an opportunity. We had, I think Maria said, a dozen, 13, something like that, kids that came to the one over here at the apartments. And so, what a great opportunity. And Violet did a couple down there in Cambridge, yeah. Yep. Yeah, she was one of our teen leaders this year, so that was pretty cool. Yeah, that's another opportunity for students to serve. Light the Nights coming up here in October. That is at our house. We light up the night on Halloween night, Harvest Festival. So we need to start collecting candy for that. So anybody that, just when they're at the store, if they want to grab a bag of candy, and doesn't have to be Halloween-related candy, I'm good with that. We just need candy. But that what we do during that is Tom brings his fire pit, and lots of times his little awning thing over top of it. And last year it was really cold, and so we had a lot of people that just wanted to come and linger at the fire as they're walking around, give us opportunities to, again, do what we do here when we have food on Sunday mornings, you know, to sit and linger and talk to people. We serve hot dogs and s'mores over the fire. We do cocoa and chocolate and apple cider. Yep. Yeah, hot cocoa and apple cider. Yep. And so we do that each year. And he brings a string of lights out there. And I think it's now at the church, isn't it? Your string of lights. It's upstairs. I think they're here, yeah. Yep. So anybody wants to go through the storage closets upstairs? They're getting kind of full. Just saying. Oh, yeah, Pi Day is down here. You're right. Yes. Anna's been working on it. Yep. Thank you, Anna. I appreciate it. Yeah, Snowflake Parade, and then something that Judy started was these cards to Elmhurst during the different holidays that we have. So Mother's Day, Father's Day, Thanksgiving, Christmas. It's an opportunity. Our kids' club has mainly been doing that. Wednesday nights they take a piece of construction paper, fold it in half, and write a card on it, and then they make them just personalized. If you can understand it, it's okay. Can't understand it. Still the residents love that, and so that's an outreach that we have as well. And like you said, Pi Day, that's another one. Yep. And so those are all our groups. So I bring those up as well to say, hey, if you're doing something right now that you'd like to maybe do something else, maybe something in here stands out to you and you want to do that instead, everything's on the table, you know? Maybe you move into a different role, we'll allow someone else to step into the role that you're doing right now, whatever the case may be. But here's all the teams. And so, yeah, wherever you're at, wherever you think you'd like to be, just because we have all these opportunities doesn't mean it's just for youth, okay? This is for anybody who's interested in serving in one way or another, okay? So there's a lot of information. Questions?